This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. On December 17, 1903, an event happened at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, that would change the course of history. After many attempts, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, were successful in getting their flying machine off the ground and into the air. Thrilled over their accomplishment, the brothers telegraphed this message to their sister Catherine: "We have actually flown 120 feet. We'll be home for Christmas." Catherine hurried to the editor of the local newspaper, hoping to set up an interview for her brothers. She showed that newspaper man the message. He glanced at it and said, "How nice! The boys will be home for Christmas." Somehow that editor missed the point that this was man's first flight. We live in a world that sees Christmas as a time to shop, Santa Claus, evergreen trees, and holiday greetings that include every philosophy, viewpoint, belief, and perspective. Yet 2,000 years ago, a Savior was born. Without Christ, we miss the point of Christmas. What is the importance, the point of Christmas? Scripture says that Christmas is the miracle of a virgin giving birth to a child, Isaiah 7, verse 14. It is a people who walk in darkness seeing a great light, Isaiah 9, verse 2. It is God becoming a man just like us and naming himself Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. It is Emmanuel humbling himself, taking on human flesh, and is God with us, God for us, and God in us, bearing a cross of wood that he made himself and dying upon it, Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. The greatest tree of Christmas is not in a living room. It is that cross at Calvary. The greatest message of Christmas is not a jolly old man in a red suit taking off from the North Pole with a sled full of toys. It is what the shepherds heard when they left their sheep in that first Christmas rush, hurried to the place of Jesus' birth, and heard these words from angels: "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2, verse 11. What is the message of Christmas? Among other messages, it is heaven's message on how sinners can come home. I guess that editor in Dayton, Ohio in 1903 missed one message, but got another message right. We can come home at Christmas. The way to come home through Christmas is to follow the roadmap which was left by Jesus Christ. Realize we are sinners, Romans 3, verses 10 and 23. Recognize that sinners need a Savior, Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. Repent and receive that Savior, Jesus Christ, into your life for forgiveness of sins, John 1, verse 12, and Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And when you do, God will give you a forever relationship with him that guarantees all believers that we will never, ever miss the point of another Christmas, that Christ was born to die to provide your way home to him.